This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This song by Daydreamers, it's called Call Me Up. But Sue, I can tie this in for a segment that's coming up here in about 25 minutes. You know, I talk about my friend, my dear best friend on the planet, Rick Niner, who's in Las Vegas. And Rick went to not only Spain, but also Greece with the listeners that I took. And he, you know, I've described Rick as someone who certainly votes for Democrats, but he's common sense, right? He's not way out there. But I got a call from him a couple of months ago when the market starts to go down and he's looking at his 401k and he's like, wait a second here, what's going on? Trump said this, and he was all worked up. And my point at the time was, okay, let's take a deep breath.
Okay, but you were kind of that way.
Well, I was not in much of a panic mode as that. But yeah, was I a little... But mainly it was because of the tariffs. Or I was very concerned about the tariffs. So, but I... Look, I... And Rick would vouch for this. I said, let's take a look at this in August. Because all the hyperventilating about Trump that happens every time something happens, It took me a while, but I've learned my lesson over the years. So here we are, and we're sitting at the beginning of July. Now, maybe we got to check back in August, too. And the market is almost back up to 45,000 already. So, again, maybe I should have taken some of my own advice when things were cratering. You saw that I was concerned at the time. But I did offer people that, to, you know, that specific advice because it happens all the time. And maybe it's happening a little bit here with the Big Beautiful Bill as well. Dwayne Patterson is back with us from HotAir.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. He works very closely with Hugh Hewitt, who you might have heard of. Dwayne, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I seem to kind of recall being on this very fine radio program and having to walk you off the
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Sue, Dwayne just dropped off.
Thank
I don't know
you,
what
Dwayne.
Happened here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You did have to walk me off the cliff a little bit because I was worried. Yeah, in particular, I was worried about the tariffs. And by the way, I'm still a little worried about the tariffs. But, you know, things have calmed down on the market for sure. So, yeah, thanks for calling me out, Dwayne Patterson. I appreciate it.
I am not a huge fan of the tariffs. What I am a fan of is the results. And the results are, I see this China deal that's now in force where U.S. goods to China are now down to a 10% tariff going into China, meaning their market is now open to a lot of our stuff that was not that way before, and Chinese goods coming into the U.S. are at 30%. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's better than what we had. Why aren't we celebrating that? And how did we get that? By Trump doing the kabuki theater with all the tariffs.
Well, look, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I want to focus on the big, beautiful bill, but I want to start here with something that I have not addressed this afternoon, and I don't know if you've heard this soundbite, but it is absolutely comical when you think about it. This is actor Jason Bateman. I like Jason Bateman as an actor, but listen to what he says on a podcast about Fox News. It's rather comical, knowing now in particular what we know now about the Biden White House.
I think Trump would have gotten the same number of votes if the people who voted for him had access to or the curiosity to seek out and find the truth, because they're not getting the truth over on Fox. This 780 some million dollar lawsuit is proof of it, you know? So, and that was just one issue. So what do you do about that?
What do you do about that? What do you do about the fact that whatever news source he's watching, whether it's NPR, PBS, ABC, NBC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, are you kidding me? To make the case, and I've said this before, Dwayne, I think you would agree. You know who was reporting on the border on a regular basis that's now been completely vindicated? Bill Malusian, showing thousands of Chinese nationals, thousands of African nationals streaming across the border outside of people from Mexico, and Jason Bateman and Hollywood and all these elites want to say, oh, Fox News is not reporting the truth. People watch Fox News are just brainwashed. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, let me give you the truth, because you asked, where does he get the news from? Where is his truth? You mentioned MSNBC and your litany of all the people that have been just gaslighting us for years. Jonathan Lemire, co-host of Morning Joe on MSNBC, right? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
18 minutes ago on the Tweeties, on the X's,
oh,
on
no.
the Twitters.
Oh, no.
Sit down. You are sitting. You're a radio guy.
I am sitting.
The bill, meaning the big, beautiful bill, the bill will kill tens of thousands of Americans and impoverish millions more to grant million-dollar tax cuts to Trump and other billionaires. It will gut the ACA or Obamacare. And it will do nothing to solve the cost of living crisis that propelled Trump into office. Now, nothing in that has even a remote passing with the truth, right? He has no stats that he can cite. It's going, the bill, not even the implications of the bill itself, all 900 pages of it are going to fall and crumple people by the tens of thousands under the weight of it.
Right.
The gutting the ACA. I was already for the bill. I mean, seriously, John, you don't have to sell me on it. I was already for it if it's going to gut the ACA. That's just a cherry on the ice cream sundae here. But solving the cost of living crisis. Have you gone to get gas recently? Have you noticed something at the pump?
I have.
Of late.
And by the way, I even have to get premium, and I've noticed that it's not. I don't know what you pay in California, but it's not too uncomfortable here in Missouri, that's for sure.
Well, I pay in California. There's a brand new gas tax that just went in California alone, state tax, today. Last night at the Costco at 9 o'clock at night, there were 200 cars, most of them in their jammies and slippers.
I believe it.
All gassing up the night before the tax hike went up.
Yeah, I think
I'm paying $4.20, by the way.
Yeah, I think Illinois had something that kicked in as well. All right, well, let's get to more of the broader strokes here of the big, beautiful bill. Look, not everyone in the House likes it. Here's Chip Roy.
This is the Senate wanting to try to save some for their home states, like Senator Murkowski for Alaska, trying to get giveaways to perpetuate the Medicaid money laundering scam in Alaska. It may not be today, it may not be this week, but we're going to deliver on the tax cuts, spending cuts, and the border funding necessary to save this country.
So he mentions Murkowski. I guess it was Collins and a couple others, Rand Paul and Tom Tillis, who voted against him. Murkowski came over. Here's Lindsey Graham explaining that.
The problem was around the cost cutting, the cost savings, Medicaid, how it affected our state. We came up with a fix to basically increase the rural hospital count, doubled it, and that will help all of our states. So, you know, just methodically working through how this bill affects Alaska.
All right, you know how it affects Missouri, too. You've seen, I'm sure, that Josh Hawley has been concerned about the cuts that might, well, cuts is the interesting Washington speak here, that might affect rural hospitals in Missouri.
Yep.
But bottom line here, not everyone in the Senate was happy. John Kennedy, in particular, last week said, look, I don't like everything that's in this bill. Once I found out more about it, they do all this backdoor dealing, wrangling. They get it passed on a 50-50 vote. J.D. Vance has to break the tie. It goes back to the House. But what do you think happens now?
I think it probably gets passed in the House by tomorrow or Thursday at the latest, and Trump signs it on Friday. And here's why I think it's the case. First of all this talk, I mean, you saw Jake Tapper earlier, it was late last week. Jake Tapper had on Katie Britt of Alabama, and he had as a prop on his desk the 900 pages of whatever the draft was. He said, "You can't tell me you or all your colleagues read this bill." Actually, they did. 95% of what's in that bill is stuff that went through every committee of jurisdiction, got marked up. They all know what's in 95% of the bill, and it's not even controversial as far as the Republicans are concerned. The 5% are the SNAP provisions of Medicare or Medicaid, how much of a SALT deduction is going to be, and if it's going to be income capped, and the rural hospital stuff. That was the controversial part. And every time they made a tweak there to try to get somebody to a yes, they would provide a summary to all the senators, and the respective congresspeople were getting copies of that as well. So they knew the baseline of the bill. Everybody knows what's in the baseline of the bill. It's just what they're changing on the edges of it, the controversial stuff. And everybody's kept up to speed about what's going on. So this is not a surprise to any of them. What the bottom line here is if you look at the last 30 days, 45 days, and you've seen the wins that Donald Trump has acquired, he is on a win streak now.
I can't deny that.
I mean, okay, so who's going to want to be the congressman, honestly? I mean, you've got Tom Massey, who is out there orbiting his own planet. I mean, Tom Massey is kind of a goofy individual, so I kind of set him aside. But beyond him, who's going to want to be the Republican in the House that sees that giant freight train headed their way with the light getting brighter in their rearview mirror, with the number 47 on the side of the engine that's going to steamroll right over them? Who's going to want to stand up and say, "Well, you know, I want to be the one to break that streak"? No one is going to want to do that. The mood is they're going to talk and they're going to jaw about it, and they're going to try and score whatever political point they can make. But nobody wants to ping pong this thing and have it go back and forth and go to conference. More than likely, when push comes to shove, this thing's going to pass in the House by one or two votes.
Well, even if you heard kind of through and you read the tea leaves of what Chip Roy said, and Chip Roy's been someone who's been very consistent on some of the fiscal stuff, he did indicate that it would in the end pass. But this is where it gets interesting with the math, right? You talk about the baseline forecast from the Congressional Budget Office. So much of this is misleading because it builds in the annual spending increases. So, in other words, the Democrats claim that on the Medicaid situation in particular, which are work requirements, that that's a spending cut. So the CBO projects that Medicaid spending will increase by about 4.5% annually over the next decade. The bill, and I don't know if this was the final bill, slows that growth to 2% a year. So that's not a cut. That's another one of those Washington speak cuts that's not really a cut. It just slows the growth, right?
Sure. But what it also does in the process of it as well is there actually are spending cuts. The Planned Parenthood stuff that got a bunch of people going, that got back in the bill, so Planned Parenthood is now under the Byrd rule, and that's going to get excised. So there are actual tangible cuts that are in this thing. And when this thing actually goes through, and the important factor of this is what it does to small businesses, S-corps, and you know, small entrepreneurs that have little corporations for construction companies or whatever else. They're going to now have a set structure that they can count on for the indefinite future of what their tax burden is going to be, and it's going to be lower than what it currently is. And when that happens, then Katie barred the door. Then all of a sudden, you've got job growth. You've got economic growth in this country that's going to take off, and that the CBO has never been able to actually estimate and forecast growth the way they might otherwise try to do. So when they talk about deficits and they talk about what's going to happen, they're underestimating the growth. Now, the bottom line to this whole thing is you're never going to do anything about the deficit or the debt. If you're not going to go after head-on the entitlements, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and do the reforms that we know need to be done, unless there's an appetite in this country to do that, you're never going to truly handle the debt and the deficit in the way it needs to be handled. Right now, there is no inertia on either side to do that. So until we do that, let's take what we can get, lock in the tax cuts, and start the engine going.
Well, it does slow the growth in Medicaid, food stamps, and student loans. Now, what do you have a handle on what happened? I know that some Republicans on the House and the Senate side were concerned that the Senate was not rolling back the subsidies for the green energy, the renewable energy industries, that they added some of that back in. Do you know what happened in the end, and is that going to be controversial?
It probably will, but again, when this thing actually comes up for a vote in the House, it's really one of those, I talked to Byron York of Fox News and the Washington Examiner off air, and he says, I've been around this town that bills like this get to the point where they cannot like it, but when it comes time to push come to shove, they treat it like, well, just pass the blankety-blank bill and be done with it.
Yeah.
And just get on with it so we can move on to something else. At some point, they're going to get to that point, and they're just going to vote it through and put it in because they've got to lock in the tax cuts. They will get destroyed next time if they don't have the tax cuts locked in. That's going to be the driving factor.
It's interesting that the Democrats are getting off so easy on this because they, realistically, they campaigned the entire year for president on tax increases on every single American person. That's essentially what the Democrats voted for today. If you did not vote for this bill, you voted for a tax increase on every working American. But they, going back to maybe my point about Jason Bateman, that'll never come up in the media. They'll never talk about that.
No, but I'll tell you what, every Democrat right now is Zohran Mamdani. Every single Democrat except John Fetterman is Zohran Mamdani.
Yeah.
They are going to be saddled with this guy all the way through the cycle. And here's something you need to know about it, by the way. There is a gubernatorial race in New Jersey right next door, and it's polling now is within about 7-8 points, something like that. Democrats ahead. But if you don't think there's going to be a coattail effect of what happens if Mamdani actually does get if his star falls like I think it's going to fall because every bit of attention's on him and how wackadoodle he is and what his policies are, that's going to actually impact some of the surrounding races up there.
I think you're right about that. But what I mean, how would you like to be Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries? They're trying to distance themselves. They're trying to say the correct thing right now. This guy is a communist. He stands for everything. We're about to celebrate our independence. He stands for everything, the opposite of what was happening 249 years ago. And he's the Democrat nominee in New York City. How do they get away from him? They have to endorse Eric Adams, right?
That's the thing is, all of a sudden they have to campaign against the communists and go for the black mayor of New York that nobody likes because he's kind of starting to gradually chew on the red pill.
It's amazing. Isn't it a fascinating political story though? This is going to be now. I had someone on yesterday that said, "Look, let New York hit rock bottom because if this guy does get elected, they're going to hit rock bottom."
Oh, I would agree with that. And as a talk show producer, as a media person, the potential show prep from that is just immense.
Yeah.
It's not good for the country.
No, it's not. Look, I joked about Cori Bush on a regular basis, and some people didn't like it. I said she's the gift that keeps on giving because she was one of the best things for Republicans. But she was just an awful, awful person and representative, and she was so full of you-know-what. This guy's even worse, though. He's more dangerous, and he could really, Cori Bush did not bring St. Louis to its knees. We did it on our own with a lot of things in the aftermath of Mike Brown. But he could bring that city down so dramatically. I'll be very curious to see, this is another one of those things, Dwayne, as you know, you put a primary in the middle of the summer, people are on vacation, they're not dialed in, they're not paying attention. Well, they better be paying attention right now for the general.
Absolutely. Because if he wins 4-year term, right, it is 2025. That takes us to 29. And in 4 years, you think anybody might move out of Manhattan? You think anybody might move out?
What are the numbers that moved out after COVID? You know, this will be the numbers on steroids.
So then what happens to New York in 2030 when they hold the census and they reapportion congressional seats?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
They're going to lose another couple.
It is going to be fascinating to watch. But again, it's, show prep gift, if you know what I mean. Hey, you have a great week and have a great Independence Day. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
All right, Dwayne Patterson from the Dwayne's World Podcast and hotair.com. He contributes there. We're coming up with someone who was living under a communist regime that has some words about Mondani.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming up next, I want to circle back to something I did at the beginning of the show, and I think we're going to try to get him on as a guest. Sue introduced us several months ago to Hank Lena, who's an amazing story. He's got a coffee shop called Just Hank's Cafe and Coffee Shop, and he's offering, by the way, free coffee on Friday morning if you're in the JCPenney parking lot at Washington between 7 and 10:30.
It's a food truck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so,
it's mobile.
But exactly. So he moves it around. But here's the message that he sent to us today. So he was from New Zealand. He just became a U.S. citizen earlier this year.
Hello, fellow Americans. I've been waiting to say that. So 249 years ago, a group of men put their signatures to a document to make this country independent. And on the 31st of January this year, as many of you know, I put my John Hancock to a document to accept that I become an American citizen. Oh man, one of the greatest honors I've ever had in my life. It's a great feeling. In fact, we're going to celebrate it because this Friday is my very first Independence Day as an American citizen. So Melanie and I would love to buy you all a coffee this Friday. Come on down and have one on us. And let's celebrate this great nation built on great values and great people. God bless America. Thanks, everyone.
So I want to tie that in because as I'm driving home last night, Sue, I listened to Laura's show at least for a little while because I want to see who she has on. Eric Schmidt's usually a guest every other night. He's just a media, you know what? No, I'm kidding. But Laura does great work with her guests. She has someone on by the name of Xi Van Fleet, who was a survivor of communist China under Mao. Oof. And they're talking about Mondani, this guy from New York City. And let's not dance around the edges, right? He is not a socialist. He is a communist.
Wow. Wow.
He stands for everything the opposite of what we will be celebrating this Friday. And we should be celebrating our freedom. I said this earlier on the show. It's not just about hot dogs and brats and fireworks. We need to appreciate. And look, I'm preaching to the choir. Most of the people listening right now, they know how great of a country we have. Do we have flaws? Have we had flaws? Of course we had. But to put these things into perspective, Xi Van Fleet said some things that are very, very important.
Yeah, I want people to know he is more than just the typical woke Marxist that focus on identity politics, DEI, and oppressor and oppressed narrative. He is a full-fledged communist. I don't know whether the New York voters understand what it means that seize means of production. That means abolish private property. That means the state will take over businesses, capital, land, and the resources. And that's the place I came from. I shopped in the government-owned grocery store. And what it is like? Long line, ration, and empty shelf.
You know, young people in New York, people who voted for this guy, do they have that perspective?
Nope.
They need to. They need to listen to someone who lived under a communist regime. I had this great Uber driver in Las Vegas several years ago. She was smoking hot, too. But she was amazing because she was so proud to be here. And at that time, she told me, they've changed this since, barely. But if you were not in the elite, you couldn't even have a hamburger or a steak. You could have a cow for milking purposes, but they did not allow you to have steaks. That's what was happening not too long ago in communist Cuba. And in China, Xi Van Fleet puts it into perspective even better.
And I lived in a government-granted housing. My family of five had 1.5 room. And we were lucky because we share bathroom with four other families. Others, they have an outhouse. And I grew up in the, and I endured the educational system that required that every day we raise our class consciousness. And what that means is to follow the party line. And I escaped that world. I came here for freedom. And if America falls, all of us have no place to go. New Yorkers, you have to wake up. I'm so glad President Trump sees through it and call him a communist. He is a communist.
Hank Lena didn't live in communist China, but he realized when he was in New Zealand that some of the stupid rules they had during COVID in particular were horrifying. He came to this country and proudly became an American citizen because of the freedom that we enjoy that is underappreciated by so many people, including, unfortunately, so many young people. So this guy is anti-capitalism, Zandani, in New York City. Here's what she said. I thought this was a great way to punctuate it.
I always tell people, capitalism can't guarantee that everyone will be wealthy, but communism can guarantee that we are all poor. And that's where I experienced in China. And we have to educate the young people.
Yeah, think about that. I think that is so important. If I didn't have so much Big Beautiful Bill audio, that would have been my audio cut of the day. But I wanted to share that with people. And we'll have Hank on tomorrow's show. I do have audio cut of the day coming up here in just a few minutes as we wrap on a Tuesday edition. Just as a programming note, I will not be here on Thursday, or none of us will be here on the holiday on Friday. We'll have a best of show, and then everyone's back together on Monday. Ethan even ditched out of us today. He had to go to Seattle for a trip, right,
well,
with his family.
I did ask him to bring us a fish.
Yeah. You think he will, though?
I don't know.
Will he take that challenge?
He said his wife was okay with it. She's a, I don't think I'm outing her here, rather of a picky eater. And I don't think she's a fish fan, but apparently she said, okay, we can bring a fish back.
And you said you can do that from the market. You have them wrap it up so it doesn't smell like fish on the plane. Otherwise, you'd be kicked off the plane,
correct.
Right?
They put it in dry ice, and they know how to do it.
I love that. I've only been to Seattle like for a cruise when I went to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And we barely got out of the port, so I didn't really get to see the market or anything
market
like that.
It's so great.
It's on my list of things to do. I've never really been to the Pacific Northwest. I've been to Portland one time.
I've not
and
been
that's
there.
It.
I want to go there.
We need to go there, right? I mean, speaking of communism, that's what they do out there, but that's okay. Dave Simons is here. He hosts the show on KMOX Dollars and Cents. He's a partner and managing director at One Private Wealth in Chesterfield. He's talked me off the ledge many times. Dwayne did kind of out me because I told the story. Dave, how are you, first of all, as I welcome you in here?
I'm wonderful, Mark. Thanks for having me, as always.
I have a good friend in Las Vegas, and when all this stuff was, you know, going to hell in the spring with the tariffs and the markets dropping and dropping and dropping, we're all panicked, and, you know, I've made it a practice of not looking at my 401k. But look, it's if you're a human being, you have to be a little concerned when you see things going down dramatically. But I did. This is true, Sue, even though I was a little panicky. I told my friend in Las Vegas, I said, hey, let's let this settle down a little bit. Let's see where we are in August. Now, this is the beginning of July, and we're almost back to the high of the market, or have we passed that? We're right there, aren't we?
Yeah, yesterday we actually hit record highs for both the S&P and the NASDAQ, and the Dow is within 1%. So let's just call it out. We are at record highs. And to your point, Mark, people have been at this business for a long time, like myself, now in my fourth decade of doing this. This is unprecedented, this quick of a turnaround. We had just about a 20%. I wouldn't call it crash, but it happened so quickly in the early part of the spring, alluding to what you were talking about. And just like that, in a matter not of months or quarters, but of weeks, we make it all back and then some at record highs. And if you ever needed any more proof that you cannot time the market, this was it.
Yeah, right. So in the spring, when things were kind of crashing, there was a lot of concern about the tariffs. So what's now pushing, and the market's been slowly, you know, it's been at 42, 43, 44. I mean, it's really been up the last week or so. But what's pushing this right now? Is there confidence in what they're doing with the big, beautiful bill? Is it because Trump's backed off and negotiated, maybe not backed off, but negotiated some of the tariff rates? There has to be confidence. You know, there are still people out there that are talking about a potential recession. So what's driving this right now?
Yeah, and I don't see the recession, but I think you hit it on those couple of points, Mark. We have to go back to the beginning of the year before Donald Trump was sworn into office, and there was so much hope about this guy coming back in from a business standpoint. I'm talking just strictly from an economic standpoint, saying, look, we know he's business friendly. He's going to cut a lot of red tape. He is going to do everything he can to keep those so-called Trump tax cuts alive and extended. And so Wall Street was euphoric, and we got off to a pretty good start. But then he started to give hints about, oh, the tariff stuff that I talked about, yeah, these are the numbers I'm thinking of. And it really blew a lot of people away, and a lot of economists were very concerned. But, Mark, it was really the freezing of the bond market. It was one thing that stocks fell. But not only was he talking about tariffs that could have pushed us into a recession, but then he's going after Jay Powell and threatening to find a way to fire him. Markets don't like that at all. And so that stuff has kind of died down. Yeah, he still doesn't really care for Jay Powell, but at least he's learned, I guess I can't fire the guy. And the negotiations and the 90-day pause. So now the market's back to saying, okay, this is kind of what we were hoping for. Now we see it. And now with this big, beautiful bill close to passage here and being signed into law, they're focusing on the business aspects of it, and they like what they see.
So were we ever in what would be referred to as correction territory? Was that part of what was happening? Because you and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah, correction is normally defined as at least a 10% pullback, and we got that and then some. A bear market is defined as 20%, and we literally hit 19.5%. I would say that's about a bear market, but it happened so quickly.
Yes.
It's hard to define it as a true bear market. You blink and you missed it, and now we're all the way right back up. But I just really want to drive this point home that I kind of referenced before, because there were people who cashed out, couldn't take it, were convinced, oh my goodness, We are heading into some territory that we've never seen before with these tariffs. We're going to go into a deep recession. You had a lot of economists, particularly on the liberal side, talking about the fact that this could be the next Great Depression. I mean, it was maddening, and it was almost laughable to see some of this stuff. And people were cashing out because of it. I guarantee a lot of those people, Mark, did not get back in because it happened so quickly. So they locked in those losses.
So for the ordinary American who, you know, I mentioned a 401k and we're maybe years away from retirement, people generally don't know what's going in and what's going on. They expect that the company that's managing them will make good decisions. But you tell me if I'm wrong about this because I'm not very smart. If the market starts to go down and I'm still investing in the market, doesn't dollar cost averaging still help me out because we're getting some bargains when the price of the stock is lower and now it's back up and you, in theory, have more of that stock or more of that mutual fund or whatever it might
be? Thank you. That's exactly right. I especially tell young people this who don't have much experience. And so that when they get hit with the first bear market, they really freeze up and say, well, I better not invest in my 401k right now because I'm putting good money after bad. No. When you're in a 401k, you want corrections. That is the juice, man. That is the power. That is the fuel that creates wealth long term. You get those occasional corrections, and then you're able to buy more with the same dollars. Yes. You're getting more shares at cheaper prices, so your overall cost basis is lower. So instead of looking at this as saying, oh my goodness, my 401k is going down, no, if you're thinking long term and you have at least more than a few more years, look at this as advantageous. This is what builds wealth.
Let me go back to Jay Powell, Dave Simons, because, you know, Trump may be not calling for him to be fired right now, but he has a new nickname for him. He's calling him Mr. Too Late. He sent a note to him yesterday spelling out the interest rate failures. He says it's costing the U.S. a fortune. And they sent a note and they highlighted some of the rates in the other countries out there. And he says, Jay Powell, the U.S. is losing hundreds of billions of dollars because of the larger interest rate target of 4.2 to 4.5%. So what do you say about all that right now?
Well, I actually was on Jay Powell's side up until a couple of weeks ago, and I changed because I know Jay Powell has even said, Mark, that, hey, I would be lowering rates, or at least I would try to get my committee to lower rates if this was just kind of a normal market right now, because I think that the economy can handle it. The reason that I don't want to do that is because it's the unknown of the tariffs. And if that's an extra tax and causes inflation, well, I don't want to be lowering rates ahead of that. Conceptually, I understand that. That can be Econ 101. However, I now do not believe that the tariffs, that whatever they turn out to be, the final number, I don't think they're going to be as draconian as a lot of us once feared. So now I don't think we're going to have a major inflationary problem. I wrote in my weekly commentary just last Friday, I now believe the Fed should start cutting rates. They meet next July 30th and 31st.
Right.
The consensus is they will not cut. If I were in charge, I'd go ahead and start the process now. It's only a quarter of a percent, Mark, and it takes a while for those to build up and actually have an impact. So even if you start in July and continue into August, September, those cuts really don't have much of an impact until early 26. I think it's okay to start doing that, but I think they'll probably wait till September.
Yeah,
I think
so in the June month, they held firm for four consecutive months. So if they do that late July, that would be 5 months. Now, the president's on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning and says Jay Powell, by the way, he appointed Jay Powell, so there is that. But he says that he should slash rates down to 1% or 2%. Now, that's not realistic, right? It's never going to move that quickly, is it?
No, that's Trumpian in nature. We're
right,
used to
right.
it. He kind of goes way out there and hopes to negotiate something a little bit closer to home. But no, you can't do that. That would freak the markets out, and we would all suffer, especially in the bond market, wouldn't like that. And, you know, gold would go crazy. But yeah, you do quarter to half a percent at a time. I know what he's saying. I think he's justified when he points to other countries to say, look, they're all doing it. However, we are the largest, greatest economy in the world. We typically lead. Other countries are cutting because their economies are slowing much faster than ours, and they're trying to juice their economy. We're not really having to do that at this point. We're seeing some slight weakness on the edges, but I look at it as the economy. Mark, you want to cut rates when you can, not when you have to. And that's a big difference. And so I don't want to wait too much longer to start cutting rates, because some of the initial weakness we're seeing in the data, that could grow by the time the Fed decides,
right,
oh, maybe we should finally start cutting rates. Well, now you waited too long, and then the nickname that the president has given
it's
starts to actually.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
One of the things that is a little confusing to me on the economy, because I was concerned, if you go back to the spring, about a possible recession. You saw a lot of companies that were cutting back. You had companies that maybe hadn't cut back before, even Southwest Airlines that had, you know, slashed jobs. But that seemingly has really kind of tailed off. I haven't seen news of big layoffs or big pullbacks from major American companies lately.
No, it hasn't happened. In fact, we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround. Some of the companies that were just not shipping things into this country, they have started that again. Now, the coast is not clear. We know that. And we don't know the final numbers on tariffs. But I think we're starting to see a little bit of business pour back in. And it's just individual stocks now, or companies, where before it was kind of economic-wide, where there was concern across every industry, and now it's very specific. And dare I even say, if we're talking specifics, like an Elon Musk and Tesla. So if this bill passes as is, we know that the EV subsidies, they die September 30th. And that's really what's behind Musk's outrage over all this. And so I think you're going to see Tesla vehicle sales go way up in the next month or two, and then just die after September 30th.
Because the credits are going to go away?
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know where they landed, though. This is one of the questions I had for a previous guest, because there were certainly rumors. It's so hard to keep track of what they did with this bill, but there were rumors that some Republicans wanted some of that green energy stuff, you know, stuffed back into this bill. So I don't know where they land with the finished product, but we'll have to see. Dave, it's always great to catch up. Thank you so much. You have a great 4th of July.
Yeah, you do the same, Mark.
All right, take care. We have audio cut of the day coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
One of those days where I don't get to everything that I want to talk about, but I have to talk about alligator Alcatraz. Because, Sue, have you heard about alligator Alcatraz?
I have, yes.
Okay, so this is a new detention facility down within the Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport, which is very isolated. It's a 39-square-mile airstrip that's located in the wetlands of the Big Cypress National Preserve next to the Everglades National Park. And the nickname was coined by the Attorney General James Uthmeyer down in Florida, and it, you know, references the proximity to the predators of the marshy Everglades, from pythons to alligators, and I guess mosquitoes are an issue as well. Well, Trump was there today with DeSantis. A couple of things about this. DeSantis is his best friend now. Remember Ron DeSanctimonious?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they're besties, so DeSantis is kind of talking about the facility.
This is as secure as it gets. I mean, if a criminal alien were to escape from here somehow, and I don't think they will, you've got nowhere to go. I mean, what are you going to do? Trudge through the swamp and dodge alligators on the way back to 50, 60 miles just to get to civilization? Not going to happen. So not only that is it secure, it also takes this deportation mission out of the hair of our local and state law enforcement.
Yeah, two things. I forgot to play the signature audio cut of the day soundbite, but this is audio cut of the day. But this is for the undocumented migrants. We can't call them illegals, right? That's something that's banned by the legacy media. So Trump was down there today taking the tour.
Surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation. And a lot of these people are self-deporting back to their country where they came from. Quite a few were amazed at actually the number. We took the FEMA money that Joe Biden allocated to pay for the free luxury hotel rooms, where he's paying hundreds of millions of dollars in New York City, and we used it to build this project, and Narana was just a little fraction of that money.
Think about the juxtaposition offered there, and one of the reasons I like this next soundbite is because the left's heads have to explode when they hear something like this.
I guess that's the concept. This is not a nice business. I guess that's the concept. If you know, snakes are fast, but alligators, we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay? If they escape prison, how to run away. Don't run in a straight line. Run like this. And you know what? Your chances go up about 1%. Okay? Not a good thing.
Well, alligator Alcatraz should have its first, should we call them residents, in the next couple of days. There's your audio cut of the day. Sue, have a great night.
You too.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.